You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCB, KRNW.
Well, good afternoon and welcome inside Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City, Missouri, as we are getting set for a matchup between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Grain Valley Eagles, both the girls and boys sides. The girls are getting set to tip off at 4 o'clock today. The boys will tip off around 5:30 this evening. Should be a fun matchup here for both squads as Maryville comes in, a Class 4 school. Meanwhile, Grain Valley, they're a Class 6 school, so Maryville once again playing up this season. Will be some good competition here for the Spoofhounds as they are getting set to take on a very good team out of Grain Valley. Maryville 3-3 on the season. They coming off a loss to Liberty last Wednesday, December 14th, but prior to that they had won 3 of 4, had some momentum coming off a game against a very good Liberty team. Things don't get easier today, but again, Maryville gaining some traction, playing better as the season's gone along, trying to find that identity offensively and also playing very much better defensively at the same time. On the other side for Grain Valley, 6-2 on the season as they come in, coming off a loss to Columbia Rockbridge just a few days ago. So this is a team that had won 6 of their first 7 ball games, dropped 1 to Columbia Rockbridge, but again, that is a school that churns out a lot of really good basketball players. So Grain Valley has been very battle-tested early on in this season. This will be a good matchup for Maryville to kind of that measuring stick game, if you will. How do we match up with one of the best teams out of the Kansas City area? And so Maryville getting set to take on Grain Valley this evening. For the Spoofhounds, it all goes through Riley Viertaler and Aniston Pellin, both averaging 14 points per game. Viertaler also pulling in 8 rebounds per contest. Petlin averaging 4 boards and also passing out a couple of assists per game, too. She has been a shooter for Maryville, while Viertaler also finding ways to get it done underneath the hoop. She can step out and shoot the ball. She has found some teammates as well. And so this is a team that has a couple senior leaders, but also wants to come out and D you up, try to slow things down on that end. Grain Valley will come out, try to press Maryville. We'll see how the Spoofhounds handle that with some young guards in the backcourt as well, with Rice and Steens and Jaylee Price. So it'll be fun to see how Maryville handles that. And you know what? Hit a couple shots early on, break that press, maybe get Grain Valley back on their heels, build up some confidence on the Maryville side, and this could become a very interesting game in a hurry. On the side for Grain Valley, it is pretty easy to see that this team runs through Grace Slaughter. She is a player that is already signed to play at the University of Missouri next season, signed her letter of intent back on November 9th. She is the number 53 ranked prospect in the ESPN Top 100. She's a 4-star recruit out of Grain Valley, and she averages 31 points per game. She's coming off a 34-point performance in that loss to Columbia Rockbridge. It was a 51-46 loss. She had 34 of the 46 for Grain Valley. She has been a good basketball player for the Eagles. She would put up 23 shots in that game against Columbia Rockbridge as well, so you know that she'll come out, has the green light from wherever she is on the floor. After Slaughter, though, the offensive numbers drop off considerably considering scoring-wise. McKenna Sears averages 6.8 points per game. Ella Kleiman's at 6 points per game. Annabelle Todd is at 5.3 points per contest. But it's Grace Slaughter or nothing much of the time for this Grain Valley team. So we look at the Maryville side. Riley Viertaler has signed to play at the University of Central Missouri coming up next season. She's a very good ball player. We've already seen her with some good matches this season. One of the ones that comes to mind was right there at home against Maggie Collins, who's maybe the top player in Class 1 girls basketball in the state of Missouri. And Viertaler did a fantastic job on her. But anytime Collins also touched the ball in the paint, Maryville quickly collapsed, forced her to get rid of it. The same recipe comes up today. Grace Slaughter gets the basketball. You have to be able to collapse and try to get her to give the ball up and make someone else beat you. Even with that happening, she's going to take her shots. She's going to get hers today. So it's trying to minimize Slaughter, make someone else step up and beat you. We'll see if Maryville can come out and execute that, and also how Grain Valley responds if the ball does leave Slaughter's hands and someone else is forced to step up and make these shots. Again, this is easier said than done because they played some really good competition already, have the Eagles, and nobody's really been able to solve Slaughter. She's had a couple games of 19 points, but she has had 5 games, 5 of the 8 she's played in, scoring 30 or more. She has a season-high 40 points against Park Hill back on December 1st. So, again, Grace Slaughter will get her shots. Maryville will have to slow her down as much as they can and also find someone to get a spark going on the other end. Should be a fun matchup here today as Maryville gets set to take on Grain Valley. It's the 12 Courts of Christmas here from Hy-Vee Arena. a fun event that is put on every year here at Hy-Vee Arena. 128 basketball games over the course of the next week. So this is a good one coming up here today, also followed by the Maryville Boys taking on the Green Valley Eagles coming up at 5:30. Support for tonight's Spoofound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the starters for tonight's basketball game between Maryville and Green Valley. That's next on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoofhounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
We are back at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City, Missouri, getting set for a 12 Courts of Christmas battles. We have teams coming in from all over the Midwest to play here in Kansas City. And tonight's matchup here at 4 o'clock and at 5:30 on the boys' side, it is Maryville taking on Green Valley. We're getting set for that matchup here. Tip-off is just a few minutes away. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineups for both squads as Maryville comes in at 3-3 so far on the season. Haven't played a Midland Empire Conference game just yet. They'll play their first MEC game coming up on Thursday, January 5th in St. Joseph against Lafayette. So still a few games to go between now and then to get themselves tuned up for, you know what, non-conference ball games are important, but they want to make sure that they are sharp once they get into MEC play coming up just after the new year. For Maryville tonight, their starting lineup includes Ryson Steen. She's a 5'7" sophomore forward for Maryville, averaging 3 points per game, shooting 47% from the field. Aniston Petland is a 5'3" senior guard, averaging 14 points, 4 rebounds per game for the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price, a 5'3" sophomore guard, putting up 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists per contest for the Hounds. Riley Viertaler is a 5'10" senior forward, putting up 14 points, 9 rebounds per game. She had 16 points in that loss to Liberty back on December 14th. And Riley Hornbuckle, a 5'8" sophomore power forward, putting up 2 points, 2 rebounds per game, shooting 63% from the field. Maryville is led by head coach Kelly Obley. She's in her second season leading the Spoofhounds, an 18-13 record thus far through these two seasons. On the other side for Green Valley, their starting lineup includes Finley LaForge, a 5'9" junior guard, averaging 3 points, 5 rebounds per game. In their last matchup with Columbia Rockbridge, no points, 0 of 2 from the field. Annabelle Tata is a 5'6" junior guard, putting up 5 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists per game. McKenna Sears is a 5'7" junior guard, putting up 7 points and 5 rebounds per contest. Ella Kleinman is a 5'9" senior forward with 6 points and 3 rebounds per game, shooting 49% from the field. And Gray Slaughter is a 6'2" senior guard slash forward, averaging 31 points, 7 rebounds, shooting 56% from the field. That's a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. We'll take a timeout. Back with your opening tip here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. And Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit lacledechain.com. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
We are set for the opening tip. From the Hy-Vee Arena is Maryville taking on Grain Valley. Riley Viercheller at midcourt for the Hounds, and it is Gray Slaughter for Grain Valley as we are about set to go here at the 12 Courts of Christmas. The tip is up. It is won by Slaughter, and it is Grain Valley going right to left as we get underway here from Hy-Vee Arena. Slaughter brings the ball to the floor, hands it off to McKinnis Sears, fires into the far corner, gives it off to Finley LaForge. Down to the short corner now it goes around from Kleiman. They work it left side back to Sears. Now in the right corner, it is LaForge. Spoofhound so far double-teaming Slaughter inside. Three-pointer on the way from Sears, no good. The putback by Kleiman, the offensive board is good. An early 2-0 lead here for Maryville, or for Grain Valley, excuse me, as now they show a little full-court pressure. Riley Viertoller brings the ball up the left sideline. Now between the circles to Aniston Petlin. Hounds down 2-0 early on in this one. First possession now for Maryville. Viertoller has it right wing, a couple dribbles, hands it off for Petlin. Back to Viertoller, top of the key. On the wing it goes now for Jaylee Price. Up top, Rice and Steens. Steens gives it off to Petlin. Quickly getting out on her, it is Sears. Now they work it back around left side into the hands of Steens. Steens dribbles around the perimeter, hands it off for Petlin. Thought about a deep three-pointer. Steps back, now gives it into the corner for Viertoller. Head fake, drives in, gets to the paint. Kick out, three on the way. Price off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Slaughter. Slaughter brings the ball off the floor. She'll pull up, take a three from there. That one comes up short, long rebound, tracked down by Slaughter. Saves it in bounds off the hands of Hornbuckle, and it goes to Price. Price pushing back down the floor for Maryville, trailing Grain Valley 2-0. Baseline jumper good from Rice and Steens, and we have seen her take that shot before against Platte Valley back on December 10th. She knocked down the baseline jumper just like that to lift Maryville to a 36-34 win. That jumper came in the final minute to break a tie with Platte Valley. So we are tied up at 2 apiece. The first quarter here, pass underneath goes to Sears. Back out, three-pointer on the way is good. Finley LaForge this time knocks down the triple. She is a 24% three-point shooter on the season. She knocks that one down, though. And now it's a 5-2 lead in favor of Grain Valley. Just a couple minutes into this one here with the 12 Courts of Christmas. Petlin between the circles, pulls up, thought about a deep three. Right wing now, Viertoller. Viertoller down to the baseline, picks it up to Hornbuckle at the free throw line. Off to Price. Has some room, but doesn't want to take that three. Backing up just a bit, hands off now, Petlin between the circles. Couple dribbles up toward the perimeter, guarded by Annabelle Tata, off a screen from Hornbuckle to the left elbow. Bounce pass out to Steens. Steens picks it up, bounce pass to Viertoller, trying to go baseline, cut off by Slaughter. Back out to Steens, Steens into the paint, right wing it goes Price. Long possession here for the Hounds as Price into the paint. Bounce pass to a cutting Viertaler, spins back up top. Price wants a three. Top of the key. Good from Jaylee Price. Spoofhounds tied up 5 apiece, taking on a very good Grain Valley team, a Class 6 school just outside of Kansas City. Maryville 3-3 on the year. Grain Valley 6-2 and 1-0 in the Suburban West. As a feed inside goes to Grace Slaughter, can't hit in the paint initially, gets her own rebound and the putback. Grain Valley 3-5 from the field to start this game. Maryville 2-3. It's a 7-5 lead for the Eagles over the Spoofhounds. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Handling it high right side, it is Steens. Check that, Price, bounce pass goes to Steens. Now inside to Viertaler. Spins into Kleiman, bounce pass to Hornbuckle. Left side, and Hornbuckle with the lay-in. A good find underneath from Viertaler. Hornbuckle able to finish quickly back down the floor. It's Kleiman, takes the feed inside from Tata, and she lays it in. 9-7, Grain Valley back in front. These two teams trading buckets here early on. As Price, right wing, drives underneath, bounce pass inside to Hornbuckle, lost it, but Viertaler gets it up and goes up with the right hand and lays it in. Viertaler's first points, and we are tied up again at 9 apiece. Left corner, three-pointer, Sears splashes that one home. The 5'7" junior, a 32% three-point shooter, and she has that one, the second three-point make of the night for Grain Valley. 12-9 early on, Grain Valley in front of Maryville. Spoofhounds 4-5 from the field. Thought maybe the defenses would come out and get a few stops early as each team feels each other out, but so far the offenses have been rolling. Three-pointer left side, no good from Viertaler. And the rebound comes down to Grain Valley. Grace Slaughter quickly up the floor, tries to get to the baseline, cut off by Steens. Now they go up top to LaForge. Back right side, Tata. Three-pointer good from Tata. And a timeout for Maryville, trailing 15-9 here in the first quarter. Coach Obley wants to talk this one over. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
15-9, Grain Valley leading Maryville, 3:32 to play in the first quarter. Spoofhounds come out averaging 41 points per game. They allow less than 47 per game. Meanwhile, Grain Valley, they put up quite a few at 63 points per contest. That average was a little bit higher there. They were brought down, only getting 46 against Columbia Rockbridge last week. But they have come out firing so far in this one, 5 of 7 from the field and 2 of 4 from three-point range. Maryville basketball as Addison Weldon checking in at that dead ball. Right wing with it is Viertaler. Coming off a screen is Petlin. They can't get the ball to Petlin. Now they hand it off to Price. Price on the drive gets into the paint. Bounce pass goes to Weldon. Goes up right hand with the layup. It is good. Addison Weldon, the nice cut and the find for the Spoofhounds. And Maryville down by 4, 15-11. Early on, talked about getting someone other than Grace Slaughter to beat you. She has already signed to play at Mizzou next season. She averages 31 points per game. She has not scored yet in this one. 15-11. It is Grain Valley in front, working the ball around, a double team inside on Slaughter. Now they go far right side. It is Tata putting up a jumper, an air ball off the hands of Slaughter. It comes down to LaForge. LaForge gets it back out to Sears. Now right wing, they work it around. As Tata fires cross court left side, it goes to LaForge. Three-pointer, Finley LaForge. That is her second three-point make of the night. And so far, Grain Valley answering the call of finding someone else to put up some points. On the other end, Anderson Petlin quickly puts up a 3-4 Maryville. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Grain Valley as Slaughter gets into the left block. Spinning goes up with the shot. It is good. A chance for a three-point play coming up for Grace Slaughter. Slaughter to the free throw line. She is an 89% shooter on the season. At the charity stripe, her free throw here is good. And it's 21-11 in favor of Grain Valley. 2:05 to play in this first quarter. It was 9-9 moments ago, but a run here for Grain Valley as Viertal thought about a three from the right side into the corner for Cunningham. Up top to Weldon. Weldon, a couple dribbles, picks up her dribble, guarded by Slaughter, into the corner for Viertaler. Dribbles up toward the wing with her left hand, now pulls up, short corner jumper on the way. Viertaler knocks it down. Maryville down 21-13, quickly the other way, not wasting any time. McKenna Sears puts up the three-pointer. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Maryville. Price brings the ball to the floor into the corner. Weldon takes one dribble, picks it up. Now cross-court pass looking for Viertaler, gives it to her left wing. Back right side, Petland wants the three-pointer off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sears. It's an eight-point Grain Valley lead. Left wing with it, LaForge. She'll take a three-pointer again. That one an air ball. It will go out of bounds and back to the Spoofhounds. LaForge early on had been awfully good from deep. Made a couple already in this first quarter. That one well off the mark, and Maryville gets it back. As into the game, Cameron Kelly for Grain Valley. She's a 5'7" sophomore. Also into the game is Megan Canoes, the 5'10" junior forward. Weldon has it right wing for Maryville, dribbles down to the corner, guarded by Slaughter, bounce pass, high post, goes to Viertaler, now throws it out left side to Price. Price dribbles up toward the top of the key, looking for Viertaler, ball tipped away, Viertaler tracks it down to the backcourt, takes it away from Cameron Brown, who also just checked in for Grain Valley. Pulls up top of the key, right side Weldon, now into the corner it goes for Petland, dribbles with that left hand, up to the wing, into the paint, the ball knocked away from her, tracked down by Viertaler, now give it up, Price had it and lost it out of bounds, up that right sideline, and the ball will go back to Grain Valley. First turnover here in this first quarter on Maryville, 31.9 seconds left in the first quarter. It's a 21-13 Grain Valley lead. Left wing with it here for Grain Valley. It is Cameron Kelly, the sophomore. Gives it up to Slaughter. Slaughter trying to find Kelly on the run. Pass is tipped, taken away by Price. Price down the center of the floor. She has to slow things up on the wing. Up top now, Viertaler. They leave her open. Riley, three-pointer too strong. Long rebound is tracked down by Kelly. Kelly gives it off to Slaughter. Three-pointer in transition. Left wing, it is no good. That one way too strong from Slaughter. The rebound comes down to Price. Down to 2 seconds left in this first quarter. Ahead, Viertaler gives it up. Petland spots up. And the buzzer sounds before the first quarter comes to a close. Maryville can't get a shot off. Kind of a different setting with a couple courts going here at the same time from the Hy-Vee Arena, so you really couldn't hear that buzzer. Not a good spot to see the clock either, so time runs out on Maryville. But still, got a couple stops there late, and they're only down by 8 as we come to the end of the first quarter. Maryville and Grain Valley will take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Back inside Hy-Vee Arena for the 12 courts of Christmas. Maryville trailing Grain Valley 21-13, a Class 4 versus Class 6 matchup. As the Spoofhounds, the underdog coming into this one, held their own in that first quarter, knocked down some big shots. Also got some stops against one of the top players in the state of Missouri, Grace Slaughter, already a signee to go to Mizzou next season. 21-13, it's Maryville ball to start this second quarter, going left to right. Steens hands the ball off near midcourt for Viertaler. Floats a pass left side now to Steens. On the wing, it is Petland. Back right side, it goes Viertaler. Into the corner, Steens with it. She'll take a three-pointer from there. That one no good, too strong. The rebound comes down to Cameron Kelly. Kelly fires middle of the floor, gives it off to McKenna Sears. Sears on her way up the floor to the right elbow into the corner. Now they swing it back left side into the hands of Cameron Kelly. Kelly, short corner, giving the basketball up to Canoost. Canoost on the drive, back into the hands of Sears. Sears underneath. Back out it goes. Three on the way. Cameron Kelly too strong. Long rebound tracked down by Maryville and Aniston Petlin. Right wing now, Vierteller wants a three of her own. That one comes up short. It skips out of bounds off of Grain Valley, and it will stay with the Spoofhounds. 21-13, our score is 9-9. Maryville going toe-to-toe with Grain Valley. The Eagles got hot, knocked down some shots, went on a run there. A 12-2 run to end that first quarter. As Petlin into Vierteller, right back to Aniston. She wants a three right side, no good. Rebound just over the top of an outstretched Vierteller. It comes down to Canoost. Now they swing it right side. Back left now into the hands of Megan Canoes. Gets down to the short corner. Floats a pass inside. Out of bounds off the fingertips of Ella Kleiman. Turnover number three on Grain Valley. Maryville gets it back. 6:40 to play in the first half. Trailing 21-13. Vierteller gets the ball in to Price. She'll bring the ball up the floor. A 1-3-1 zone look right now out of Grain Valley. Price picks up her dribble, floats it over the top of Cameron Brown, who's kind of in that top middle of that 1-3-1 for Grain Valley. Now they throw it left side for Petlin off a screen from Hornbuckle. Backs up, wants a three-pointer left wing. She'll take it. It's good. Petlin gets on the board. Her first points of the evening, and Maryville back within five. 21-16 our score, 6:10 to play in the first quarter. Ball deflected by Petlin. Loose ball picked up by Grain Valley. Now they give it off to Cameron Brown. Brown left side. It goes to Sears. She'll take a left corner three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes down to Price. Now pass inside to Vierteller. Posting up. Double team there. Goes up with a shot. Can't get that one to fall. And coming back the other way. It is Grain Valley. It's a timeout here for Randy Draper, head coach for Grain Valley. Doesn't like what he sees out of his team. 5:41 to play in the second quarter. 21-16 is the score in favor of Grain Valley. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Well, the Eagles come out of the timeout with a five-point lead, but Maryville chipping away at it right now. Two possessions ago, a three-pointer out of Aniston Petlin. Those are the only points we've seen through the first 2 minutes, 19 seconds of this second quarter. As the inbound comes into Grace Slaughter, right wing, a set play out of the timeout. Can't hit the three-pointer, but climbing right there to get the bucket. Second chance points that time for Grain Valley. Makes this a 23-16 lead. Spoofhounds with it now. Price out near midcourt. On the drive, they're going to say she stepped on the line and over and back that time on Maryville as Grain Valley extending that pressure all the way out, well beyond the perimeter and forcing Price back. So that'll be a turnover on the Spoofhounds, which really they've controlled the ball really well, did a nice job of taking care of it thus far and played well defensively. Just a 23-16 deficit as Tata has it top of the key, into the corner. Slaughter wants a three-pointer from there. It's good. Grace Slaughter with 6 points now. And it's a 26-16 lead as Coach Obley wants to talk this one over with her bunch. A timeout on the floor for Maryville. 5 minutes to play in the first half. 26-16 is our score. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art and retirement classes, and more. The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Maryville basketball out of the timeout as Coach Obley brought her team over. It was a five-point game, but a quick 5-0 run here to Green Valley in this second quarter, back to a 10-point deficit for the Hounds. As, again, a 1-3-1 zone, extending it up, trying to get some traps out of Green Valley. Viertaler dribbles inside the arc, gives it off Petlin. She'll take a left corner three. Off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Sears. Quickly up the floor, floats a pass inside to Kleiman. Double team there. They work the ball back around to Sears to the free throw line in the corner now. Tata with it. Dribbles up, gives to Kleiman. In the corner now, three-pointer on the way. Knust knocks it down. She was 1 of 13 from three-point range entering the day. Knocks that one down, an 8% three-point shooter. You don't expect to see it, but she gets it, and it's a 29-16 lead for Green Valley. Bounce pass, high post, Hornbuckle. Back out to Viertaler. Toward the free throw line, picks up her dribble, floats a pass left side, Petlin. Thought about a deep three-pointer, draws the defense. Now back to Viertaler. Backing in, into the corner, three on the way, Steens off the rim, high bounce. Viertaler with the offensive board, gives a head fake, back up and puts it in off the glass. Well, strong play inside. Viertaler, amongst one of the best players in the state, Grace Slaughter, went up, pulled in that rebound, got the putback. This time, though, it is Slaughter getting the offensive board and the putback. She has 8 first-half points. 31-18 is the lead now for Green Valley as Slaughter pulled in the miss and went right back up with it. Right wing, Price thought about a three-pointer. Defense closes quickly, dribbles out of it. Now half court, hands it off Petlin. Into the corner it goes to Steen. Steen squares up to the bucket, dribbles up to the wing with the left hand. Down in the corner, Hornbuckle. Check that, Viertaler gets it. She puts up a shot. It comes up short. And Slaughter crosses midcourt, picked up defensively by Viertaler. Riley Viertaler, UCM signee, taking on the MU signee of Grace Slaughter. Inside, the ball goes to Kleiman. She takes a baseline jumper and knocks it down. Ella Kleiman also 8 points in this first half. It's a 33-18 lead for Green Valley. As Viertaler bounce pass right wing, it goes to Steens. And a reach-in foul coming up on Kleiman, extending out, trying to get on Steens. Tiley reached in. Trying to knock the ball loose, pop Steens in the face. A personal foul on Green Valley. That'll be the first team foul on Green Valley. Also just one team foul on Maryville. We have 2:38 left to play in the first half. It has been a pretty clean game both ways. Both teams taking care of the basketball. Not many fouls at all. But still a 15-point Green Valley lead as a nice find. Weldon inside to Price. Price with the layup down the middle of the lane. And it's 33-20 in favor of the Eagles. Top of the key, Finley LaForge, right side now for Tata. Back left side to Sears. Sears on the drive with the right hand. Dumps it off on the baseline. Inside for Bollinger. Bollinger trying to give it up to Slaughter. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Weldon. Fourth turnover of the first half on Green Valley. Quickly ahead, Viertaler thought about that left wing three. They swing it around right side, Petlin. Defense closes out quickly. Finley LaForge stepping out on her. She takes a screen to her right from Weldon. Three-pointer there, no good. And LaForge brings it back up the floor for Green Valley. Off to Bollinger into the right corner. Tata, high post to Slaughter. Fadeaway jumper with that left hand. No good from Slaughter. Maryville making things difficult on Grace Slaughter, who averages 31 points per game. A 13-point Green Valley lead. Maryville trying to cut into it. Right corner, Price. Bounce pass up to the right wing. Goes Viertaler. Back into the corner, Price. Left open, three-pointer. Good. Jaylee Price rattles down to three, and Green Valley wants a timeout. 33-23, Maryville down 10, 1:18 to play in the half. We will take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
It's a 10-point lead for Green Valley. 1:18 left to play in the first half. I'm Matt Tritton. Thanks for joining us. Maryville High School basketball from Hy-Vee Arena. It's the 12 courts of Christmas. Spoofound girls right now against Green Valley. Maryville boys will take on Green Valley following this matchup. Slaughter bringing the ball up the floor for Grain. Valley looks back at head coach Randy Draper. Comes across midcourt. Now fires right side for Cameron Brown. They work at left side. McKenna Sears. Now on the baseline it goes Canoost. Back up top Sears. Maryville trying to double team Slaughter inside and force Grain Valley to get someone else to beat them. Sears wants a three from the left corner. That too strong. Slaughter able to sky high and pull in the rebound. Falling away. Jump shot no good. The ball is loose and tracked down by Weldon. Spoofhounds able to get a stop that trip. Down by 10, 44 seconds left to play in the first half. Price on the drive. Got it knocked away, picked it back up, went up the shot, no good. Cunningham chasing down the rebound. It's out of bounds off of Canoost. Maryville 10 for 21 from the floor thus far, 3 of 11 from three-point range. It is Petlin set to inbound on the baseline. Slaughter on the ball. They bounce pass it into Weldon off her fingertips. Couldn't handle it. And the ball's picked up by Canoost. Third turnover of the half on Maryville. 29 seconds left to play in the first half. And Canoost will come across midcourt and just dribble there. Now fires back left side to Sears out near midcourt. As Grain Valley wants to hold for one more shot, Petlin comes out to pressure her. Down to 15 seconds. In the corner with it is LaForge. LaForge has a little bit of space from Weldon, not taking a shot just yet. Down to 9 seconds, and Coach Draper for Grain Valley saying to go. Down to 5 seconds. Sears still dribbling between the circles to her left. Down to 2 seconds. Step back, two-point jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled in by Weldon, and the first half comes to a close. 33-23 is our score in favor of Grain Valley, but Maryville hanging tough against a very good Class 6 ball club here at the 12 Courts of Christmas playing at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll take a break and be back with more at halftime as you're listening to Maryville Spoofhound Basketball.
Ultimate Athletic Apparel, the Spa at Briarcliff, GHS Paper of Albany, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and Chicken.
Support for KXCB KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell. Serving the region for over 30 years, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Back at Hy-Vee Arena as both boys' basketball teams getting some shots up here at halftime of the girls' basketball game. Maryville taking on Grain Valley, Class 4 versus Class 6. So a good test for both the girls' and boys' teams for the Spoofhounds to come out against some really good competition. And thus far, the Maryville girls holding their own. 33-23, they're trailing Grain Valley, but this is a Grain Valley team that has one of the best players in the state in Grace Slaughter. She averages 31.7 rebounds per game, a 56% shooter from the field. She put up 40 points against Park Hill back in game 2 of the season. So far, she has just 8. Maryville want to come out and make someone else beat them, and they're doing that thus far. Finley LaForge has 6 points. Ella Kleiman also with 8. A couple other players have knocked down some threes, but it hasn't been just slaughter going off. So if you're Maryville, that is a positive to take away from this basketball game so far. And the next part is just knocking down a few more shots. Although Maryville was not terrible by any means in that opening half of play. The Spoofhounds 10 of 21 from the field, 3 of 11 from 3. Love to see a couple more of those go down. But to this point, it's Riley Viertaler with 6 points. Jaylee Price with 5 leading the charge for the Hounds. Anston Petlin knocked down a big 3-pointer at one point to make it a 21-16 ball game. But that is as close as Maryville's been in this second quarter, as Green Valley is able to open it back up to double digits, but still hanging around, only trailing it by 10. Ryson Steens also has 2 points, Addison Weldon with 2, and Riley Hornbuckle also with 2 here at halftime. Now, the Spoofhounds also have not reached the free throw line just yet, but for Green Valley, they've only got there once. That was Grace Slaughter, had an and-one opportunity. She got to the line. She knocked down her only free throw. And that was the only free throw we saw in the entire first half. So both teams combined for only 2 or 3 free throws, really. So it was a well-played basketball game. Only 4 turnovers for Green Valley, 3 for Maryville, so both playing clean in that way. In a relatively quick first half of basketball here at the 12 Courts of Christmas here from Hy-Vee Arena. Once again, Maryville trailing 33-23, a chance to cut into that as we are going to take one more break and come back with your second half of action. You're listening to Maryville Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCB, KRNW.
33-23, the Maryville girls down just 10 here at Hy-Vee Arena, the 12 Courts of Christmas. If you've never been here before, formerly Kemper Arena in Kansas City, a historic site. There have been some Final Fours here. There's some great basketball over the years. The Big 12 tournament. Since, though, turning into Hy-Vee Arena, they've renovated it. There are 12 basketball courts within this entire arena. They've got high school basketball games going on throughout the week. Up to 128 basketball games being played, high school games, here with Maryville and Green Valley, girls and boys doubleheader included. A terrific environment for high school basketball, pretty cool venue. They've got the ribbon board across the top. They've got the permanent seating on one side. They've got the benches and some media seating back on the other side, speakers set up, and really creating a pretty cool environment for these games. Also the home of the MIAA offices. So Commissioner Racy, Marshall Fay, the former sports information director at Northwest Missouri State, on the MIAA staff, and everybody that works for the league comes here to Hy-Vee Arena every day. So a great venue, a pretty cool event. Great that they're having so many teams, so many opportunities to see some great high school basketball. And not only teams from Northwest Missouri and Northeast Kansas, but they've got teams coming up from Oklahoma and Arkansas, teams coming in from Chicago, and really all over the Midwest coming in here to Hy-Vee Arena for these basketball games. So pretty cool venue and a chance to see some awfully good teams and some good matchups as we go throughout the week. We're getting set for the second half here from Hy-Vee Arena. It is Maryville taking on Grain Valley. We'll take a break and be back with more here in the second half.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
We're set for the second half. Maryville and Grain Valley, the 12 courts of Christmas in Kansas City. Grain Valley basketball to start this second half. And after talking with Coach Draper, they are coming out firing. A quick three-pointer put up, shot no good. Rebound underneath goes to Grace Slaughter. She goes quickly back up. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. So both teams combined for one free throw through the first two quarters. We are now 13 seconds into the third quarter and have our first free throws on the way here from Grace Slaughter. The Mizzou signee dribbles the basketball, puts up the shot. It is good. She's now 2 of 2 at the line so far this evening. Second one here from Slaughter, and she hits both. A 35-23 lead, Grain Valley over Maryville. 1-3-1 zone out of Grain Valley. Between the circles, high left side, it is Steens. Into the corner now to Petlin. Trying to drive in, gets to the lane. Skip pass right side, Steens now up top. It goes to Price. Price guarded tightly out there by Annabelle Tata. Now into the corner, Viertaler. Thought about a three. She'll drive in with the right hand. Stops, back out to Price. Three-pointer left corner. Price knocks it down. Jaylee Price with 8 points to lead Maryville in scoring thus far. And the Hounds now 4 of 12 from three-point range. 35-26, down by 9. They work the ball around the right side to Sears. Now back left side, Tata. Grain Valley with it here in this third quarter of action. 3 minutes into the third quarter, they have a 9-point lead. Now to LaForge. Short corner goes to Kleiman. Back up top between the circles to Sears. Now on the baseline, they give up to Kleiman. And back out into the corner, LaForge. Slaughter being double-teamed out there. Viertaler all over her. Now they give the ball off. Jumper on the way. Shot no good. That was a three from Sears. Tracked down in the corner by Slaughter. Slaughter able to get it out to Kleiman. Kleiman now to Sears in the paint. on the short corner. Jumper on the way. That one no good. It is tipped out. The shot by LaForge was no good. It was swatted out of bounds by Maryville. So Grain Valley with it. Slaughter quickly gets the basketball into LaForge. High post to Tata, now driving as Sears, and she is bumped and fouled on the floor. This one coming up on Jaylee Price. Maryville down just 9. To the Grain Valley Eagles, 6-2 on the season. Inbound comes into Slaughter. Now they work the ball around into the corner. Sears, she'll set up. Left side corner three-pointer, no good. The ball tipped out by Slaughter, and it's tracked down there by LaForge. She has it right wing. Back up top it goes Tata. She'll drive. Gives it off to Sears. Sears high post to Kleiman. Into the corner now. They give it up, and it is LaForge. It is Sears now in the paint. Just inside the elbow, puts up the jumper. It is good. And Grain Valley, 1 of 5 shooting to start this third quarter, but they're getting some opportunities by getting some offensive rebounds now at 37-26 lead. High left side, it is Steens. Into the corner, it goes to Price. Price dribbling around the arc. Grain Valley trying to step out there and get a trap. And now the bounce pass looking for Viertaler. It is taken away there by Sears. Quickly head to Slaughter. Step through, goes up, layup inside, no good. And the rebound comes down to Maryville's Viertaler. Viertaler, left side, Price wants a three-pointer from there. Good. Jaylee Price, 2 of 2 from three here in this second half, both coming on that left side of the perimeter. As she goes into double figures with 11, quickly a foul on the other end. A push, and this one will come up on Rice and Steens. As Maryville wants a timeout, 5:07 to play in the third quarter. Price got hit just as that foul happened, doubled over. I think she had the wind knocked out of her. She'll come over, 5:07 left to play in the third quarter. It is 37-29, Grain Valley leading Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Grain Valley basketball out of the timeout, leading by 8. Quick bounce pass out of the timeout goes inside to Annabelle Tata. Her shot rejected, but she was fouled on the way up. This one will go on Viertaler. And so Tata will go to the free throw line. 71% shooter at the line, just 5 of 7 this year. First free throw from the junior is good. She has 4 points so far. Had just 2 on 1 of 4 shooting against Columbia Rockbridge last week. One more for Tata to make it a double-digit game, and she does. She has 5 points in Grain Valley, 5 of 5 from the free throw line so far tonight. Maryville yet to shoot a free throw in this one. 39-29. It is Grain Valley in front. Right wing with it. It is Jaylee Price. Couple dribbles. Now bounce pass between the circles to Viertaler. Dribbles down toward the left wing. Viertaler down to the baseline. Cut off there by LaForge. Gives it up to Weldon on the cut. Weldon goes up, bucket and the foul. A chance for Addison Weldon to go to the free throw line and cut into this deficit. Weldon with 4 points. Maryville 3 of 3 shooting to start this third quarter. Trying to work their way back against a very good Class 6 Grain Valley team. As Weldon only taking 1 free throw on the season. 0 of 1. She misses that one off the right side of the rim. And it's still an 8-point game, 39-31 in favor of the Eagles. Top of the key, LaForge works it left side. 3-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped up into the air, and it is controlled there by LaForge. She'll take a three right side. That's a long rebound. That's also tracked down by Grain Valley. Down to the short corner, it is Canoost knocked to the floor, lost control of that one. Randy Draper gets a timeout, though, before she lost control of it. And Grain Valley grabs a 30-second timeout, ahead by eight. We will take a break and be back in 30 seconds.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
It's a 39-31 lead for Grain Valley over Maryville here in the third quarter. 4:18 left to play in the third. Grain Valley basketball, it is LaForge set to inbound just to the right of the hoop on the baseline for the Eagles. She gets it in for Kelly. Kelly trying to get the ball inside to Slaughter. It's knocked loose, taken away by Maryville. Then the Spoofhounds promptly throw the basketball into the Grain Valley bench. That'll be the second turnover of this third quarter on the Hounds. Slaughter inbounding in front of her own bench. Gets this one in to Canoose. Now they fire left side to Cameron Kelly. They work the ball back right side. LaForge has it right wing. Up top it goes into the hands of Brown. Now left side. Back across right side to LaForge. Jumper on the way for Grain Valley. That one way off the mark from Canoost. Hit only backboard. Falls to the ground. We've got a tie-up. And possession now pointing back to Maryville. So far in this third quarter, Grain Valley 0 of 5 from three-point range, 1 of 9 from the field. That's a 39-31 Maryville deficit as they come across midcourt. Petlin a chance to cut into it a little bit more. Has it between the circles. Dribbles to her right. Letting this play develop. Dribbles back toward the middle of the floor. Now right wing. Petlin with it. Trying to work her way in. Now she'll pull up. Take a long two-point jumper. Feet on the line, but she knocks it down anyway. Hounds down just six now. Trying to get a stop. Pass inside to Slaughter. Gets it left. Block goes up. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Falls to the floor. And they're going to call a foul coming up on Maryville. She went down. They'll call this foul on Weldon. Counts hoping maybe they get a travel out of that one. But no luck. But another miss for Grain Valley. If the Spoofhounds could clear that quickly with a defensive rebound. They have some good opportunities as Grain Valley 1 of 10 from the field to start this third quarter. Slaughter gets it high post. Into the corner now, Tata. Tata gives it up to LaForge. Maryville, tough defense again inside on Slaughter. Nothing doing. Three-pointer on the way. That one no good. Slaughter able to get the rebound off the Cameron-bound miss. And Slaughter throws up a shot, draws some contact, and she will get to the free throw line once again as Price called for this foul. Slaughter to the free throw line. She has 8 points on the evening. First free throw rattles home. Make it nine. Leading scorer in the ballgame so far is Jaylee Price. She has 11, including a pair of threes in this third quarter. One more on the way for Slaughter. And she hits both. Ava Dumpke in the game, has it right wing, pass into the corner, goes to Weldon. Weldon starts to dribble toward the wing, spins back toward the baseline on Slaughter, cross-court pass left side to Dumpke. She'll fire up a jumper. That one comes up well short and out of bounds. First miss of the third quarter for Maryville. 4 of 5 from the field. They're trailing in this one. Spoofhounds down by 8, 41-33. The last two free throws for Slaughter actually put for Maryville on the scoreboard, so getting that worked out here at the scorer's table before Grain Valley inbounds once again. 2:32 to play in the third quarter. It's an 8-point lead for the Eagles. Inbound comes into McKenna Sears. The junior guard comes across midcourt, fires into the right corner. LaForge, catch and shoot. Three on the way, gets just over the rim and falls. LaForge now with 9, and that is the first 3-point make of this second half for Grain Valley. 44-33, back to an 11-point game. Viertaler in the corner, dribbles up to the wing, gives a head fake, bounce pass into the corner, goes for Dumpke, giving a pass off to Cunningham, can't handle it. Sears with the takeaway, quickly ahead, goes up. LaForge could not slow herself down to get a good layup off. The ball is missed, and Maryville comes down with the rebound. Between the circles, Dumpke with it. Right wing goes to Viertaler. She'll catch and shoot. That one's short, and the ball out of bounds off the hands of Weldon. Tried to scoop that one back in before it got out of bounds. Couldn't handle it, and the ball will go back to the Eagles. 1:40 left to play in the third quarter. Sears with it. Down the right corner, Slaughter, catch. She'll put up a shot way off the mark, an air ball, but LaForge right there gets it. Feed underneath to Kleiman. No good. Kleiman gets another rebound. Out to LaForge. She'll take a shot from the left corner and knocks down the three. Offensive rebounding is what is helping Green Valley extend this lead. ...47-33, 1:07 left to play in the third quarter. Pass top of the key goes to Weldon. Slaughter selling out, trying to get the steal, couldn't get there in time. Weldon now underneath the Viertaler, gives a head fake. Up top it goes to Price, left open. Jaylee Price knocks down another three. She is 3 of 3 from three-point range in this third quarter and has 14 points. 47-36, Hounds down by 11. Slaughter dribbling out near midcourt. As Green Valley going to try to milk this clock down, and they'd like to get the last shot of the quarter. Now she fires back cross court left side into the hands of Annabelle Tata. Tata just standing there, no pressure on her. As Viertaler and Petlin both out near Slaughter just to make sure she doesn't do anything with it. Now Petlin runs out on Tata, playing defense on her. They give it off to Sears. Sears has it high right side, 13 to play in the quarter. Up top it goes to Tata. Into the corner, LaForge. Catch and shoot. LaForge knocks down another. A 24% three-point shooter. She's got 12 on the night, all from three-point range. Petlin fires one up at the buzzer here at the end of the third quarter. It was short, no good. 50-36, Green Valley in front. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art and retirement classes, and more. The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Support for Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Green Valley basketball as we get this fourth quarter underway. 12 courts of Christmas from Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. As it is Maryville taking on Green Valley. Hounds down 50-36 as we get the fourth quarter underway. LaForge in the corner. Thought about a three-pointer. Skip pass right side. Goes to Tata. Now back up top, Sears into the corner. Tata once again as Slaughter being double-teamed inside. She is a Division I signee going to Mizzou. Slaughter pops into the corner, gets it, goes baseline, goes up with a shot, reverse layup, no good. Ball tipped, and the ball comes down to Viertaler. Nice defense by the Hounds. But the quick steal going the other way, it is Canoose jumping in the passing lane, and the easy fast break layup that time for Green Valley. 52-36 is the lead now for Green Valley over Maryville. Price starts to drive, backs up just a bit, gives up top to Viertaler. Riley Viertaler dribbles down to the left block, turn around, jumper too strong, and the rebound comes down to LaForge. Into the corner, three-pointer on the way, this time from Tada. No good. The rebound comes down to Steens. That's what was missing in the third quarter, where defensive rebounds to end possessions. Too many offensive boards allowed Grain Valley to take advantage despite really poor shooting in that third quarter for the Eagles. They're up by 16, 52-36, leading Maryville. As Viertaler hands it off for Petlin, step back. Petlin thought about a three, now fires it right wing for Viertaler. Viertaler into the paint, bounce pass, short corner goes to Steens, jumper off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Sears. Pull up three, LaForge, no good. Rebound comes down to Steens. Rison doing a nice job these last couple possessions of closing out Grain Valley possessions, getting those rebounds. Price into the paint, gives to Steens, to Hornbuckle, back to Rison. Rison on the drive, stops, looking for some help, into the corner for Viertaler. 5:52 left to play in the game. Viertaler, jump stop, gives it off now. Steens, baseline jumper, no good. Maryville still shooting 5 of 10 here in the second half. Pull-up jumper, free throw line, Sears, no good. And Riley Viertaler right there for the rebound. Grain Valley is 3 for 21 shooting in this second half thus far. But a quick timeout for Coach Draper. Not pleased with this team, not pleased with the way the ball's sticking in some hands. 52-36 our score. He wants to talk this one over. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Fort, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
52-36 Grain Valley in front of Maryville. Spoofhounds playing this one from the 12 courts of Christmas, Hy-Vee Arena. After this one, they'll be playing at Doan College. Doan hosting a classic there over the holiday break, December 29th. The Spoofhounds will be playing there. So after this one, they'll get a little bit of time off. About 9 days to get themselves set for their next matchup. And as Grain Valley has it up 52-36. Left side it goes, Annabelle Tadas. Skip packs back right side goes to Finley LaForge. LaForge short corner to Kleiman, back up to LaForge. And they work the ball back left side. Tada into the paint to LaForge. Kleiman back to LaForge. She'll take a three right wing off the front of the rim, no good. And Petlin there to clear the rebound for the Hounds. She slows up, high right side. Skip pass goes left side for Maryville. Dumpke wants a three from there. It's no good. Tipped out of bounds by Viertaler. And they're going to go ahead and see this actually went off of Grain Valley. Thought Viertaler jumped in and tipped it out, but it will stay with the Spoofhounds. Petlin gets it into Viertaler. Back to Petlin as she pops out. Has a high left side. Into the corner, Price. Back up top now, Viertaler. They swing it right side. Steens, Petlin thought about a deep three, gives a head fake. The defender flies by, steps up, long two-pointer, no good. Maryville down 52-36, 4:30 left to play. Inside, Kleiman, the feed to LaForge, shot no good. Rebound ripped away by LaForge. Floats a pass inside now to Slaughter. Slaughter goes up, bucket in the foul. So Grace Slaughter will go back to the free throw line. Both teams combine for one free throw in the first half. That was Slaughter, an and-one opportunity. So far in the second half, this will be the sixth combined free throw between these two teams. One for Maryville, now five for Grain Valley. And Grain Valley on the night, 6 for 6 at the free throw line. Maryville is going to grab a timeout with 4:17 left to play, trailing by 18. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
55-36 is the way the scoreboard reads now. It's 54-36 moments ago. The officials and the folks running the clock trying to get things worked out here at Hy-Vee Arena. Now they get it all worked out. 4:17 left. 55-36 our score. Tacking on that last free throw from Grace Slaughter. Between the circles, Price has it. She's a leading scorer for Maryville with 14. Right wing now, Viertaler. Backs in, hands it off now, Petlin. Petlin on the drive down to the baseline, cut off. Pass looking for Viertaler, knocked out of bounds by Tata. And with 3:57 to play, Maryville will be inbounding. Viertaler throws it back into the backcourt for Petlin. She comes across midcourt up the left side, now dribbles back toward the middle of the floor. Right wing now, Dumpke. Skip past left side, goes to Price. Price thought about putting up a quick three over Sears. Now they work it back right side to Viertaler. Viertaler dribbles to her left. Now goes back right in the corner. Steens up top now. Dumpke. Dumpke two dribbles. Looking for a cutter. Throws down to the left baseline for Price. Price backs up just a bit. Back right side. Dumpke wants a three from there. Ava Dumpke off the rim. It bounds off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. As Cunningham and Weldon back into the game for Maryville. Dumpke and Steens check out. Grace Slaughter brings the ball up the floor for Grain Valley. 3:20 left to play in the contest. Out near midcourt, LaForge. Into the corner for Slaughter. Step back. Viertaler all over her. Now they get the ball inside. Climbing up to Sears. Now they work the ball into the corner. LaForge wants a three-pointer off the rim. No good. Fighting for that rebound. Viertaler rips that one away from Slaughter. Price brings the ball up, left elbow, gives a head fake, now pitches the ball back to Viertaler. Spinning, working inside on Slaughter. Step through, goes up left hand, too deep, off the backboard, no good. The rebound comes down to Kleiman. Grace Slaughter pushing the other way. Floats a pass underneath to LaForge. Back out to Sears, she'll take a three from there, good. Second three-point make of the evening for McKenna Sears. It's a 58-36 lead. Grain Valley over Maryville. 2:26 left to play. Petlin between the circles. Cunningham. Left side now. Viertaler. Riley wants it from there. She'll take it off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sears. Underneath. Kleiman into the corner for LaForge. One dribble. Short corner to Kleiman. Now up to Slaughter with the hand in her face. Knocks down the three. Grace Slaughter has just 13 points in the game. She averages 31. Her season low is 19. She's done that twice. But she gets the three-pointer there and extends the lead to 61-36 with 1:57 left to go in the ballgame. And with that, Slaughter will check out of the game. Regardless, Maryville knew this would be a tough battle. It would be an uphill climb. They're playing a very good Grain Valley team that has some pretty high aspirations. They won 20 games a season ago. They feel like they can go on and do some really good things this year. They're playing well. They've got a Division I athlete. And Maryville hanging in there, playing well, trailing 61-36, but really making Grain Valley work for everything this afternoon. Viertaler has it in the right corner, guarded by Bollinger. Dribbles up to the wing, now backs into the paint. To the right block, goes up off the glass, shot rolls off. Cunningham there, the rebound, and she is fouled from behind. They'll whistle this one on Cameron Kelly. Petlin inbounding, floats it in for Viertaler. She takes one dribble, now gives it off to Weldon. Weldon cutting down the lane, can't hit the left-handed layup. So Addison Weldon will go to the free throw line for two as Coach Draper set to clear his bench for Grain Valley. five new subs ready to come in as they have this one well in hand. But a competitive basketball game for three quarters, but Grand Valley really opening things up as we've gone on to this fourth. First free throw there from Weldon is good. Has five fresh faces coming in for Grand Valley. As that includes Aspen Reed and Nevaeh Clausen. Also into the game, a few others not actually listed on our roster for Grand Valley. Weldon knocks down both free throws. A nice trip to the line for the sophomore. Maryville 2 of 3 at the free throw line on the day. In the corner with it for Grand Valley. Now they go back up top to Aspen Reed. High post it goes to Nevaeh Clausen. Squares up, working on Weldon. Goes in, shot blocked away, and they're going to call a foul on Weldon. So this will send Clausen to the free throw line for the first time this season. First free throw on the way from Clausen is good. And one more. 62-38 our score. 59.6 seconds remaining. Second one from Clausen is good. Grand Valley 8 of 8 at the free throw line this afternoon. Seven of those coming here in this second half. Only one free throw total in the game in the first two quarters. Petland drives, gets into the paint, goes up right hand, no good, gets her own rebound. Triple team, tries to get the ball off to Cunningham. Cunningham has it now in the right corner to a cutting Weldon. Weldon goes up right hand, layup, bucket, and the foul. Weldon just knocked down a pair of free throws as a chance for another here. Addison Weldon, a few dribbles, 38.4 seconds left. High arcing free throw is good. Weldon, 9 points. She's played well today. Such a good cutter. Gets the ball in traffic. Goes up strong with it and has found her stroke at the free throw line. She's made her last three in a row. 63-41 with 30 seconds left. Posting up inside, Aspen Reed fires it into the corner. Now back to Reed. She'll take a three-pointer right wing, and she knocks it down. First three-point make of the season for the freshman guard. Down to 6 seconds remaining. Maryville with the basketball. Riley Viertella gets to the baseline, goes up. She's fouled on her way up. We'll see Viertella go to the free throw line. Just 0.7 seconds left as she was on the attack there. Not the day Viertella hoping for, I'm sure, but she still went in there, played really well. Has 6 points with two free throws on the way, but matching up with a really good post play on the other side and played a fantastic game defensively today as Viertella knocks down the first free throw attempt. Second one on the way. It's good. As Grand Valley will go ahead and run the clock out on this one. 66-43 is the final as Maryville falls to 3-4 on the season. Grand Valley improves to 7-2 with the victory, but a fantastic game for Maryville going up against a good Class 6 team that has one of the best players in the state. Once again, can't state it enough, Grace Slaughter averages 31 points per game. She finishes the night with just 13. So Maryville did a nice job there, did a nice job defensively, slowed them down as much as they could. But in the end, it were too many offensive rebounds for Maryville, for Grand Valley in that third quarter. That was the difference. 66-43 is our final score. We will take a break and be back with more here from Hy-Vee Arena.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon, Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Milton Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit MiltonDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at NW-AV.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Maryville drops this one at the 12th course of Christmas. 66-43 is our final score to Grain Valley. Maryville 3-4 on the year. Grain Valley improves to 7-2. Final numbers for the Spoof Hounds in this one. They were led by Jaylee Price. She was 3 of 3 from three-point range in that third quarter alone. She had 14 points to lead the Spoof Hounds there. She really played a fantastic game, knocked down some clutch shots for the Hounds as they went along. Along with Jaylee, Addison Wilden, she went for 9 points, knocked down three consecutive free throws there late in that basketball game. She did a nice job there attacking, getting to the rim, and fighting against some really good post players inside. So Weldon did a really nice job. Bierthaler finished with 7 points while also playing terrific defense against Gray Slaughter, who is a Mizzou signee and will be going on to play for the Tigers next season. 5 points for Aniston Petlin, 2 points for Ryson Steens, and 2 points for Riley Hornbuckle in the ballgame for Maryville. Ultimately, as a team, Maryville shot 15 of 38 from the field, 39%. They were 6 of 18 from three-point range, 33%, and 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 80%. They finished with just 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Maryville falls in this one, 66-43. We'll take a break. Back with more here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. And Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nwav.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. More info at hy-v.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 660-562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
boys and girls basketball doubleheader from Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City, matching up with Crane Valley this afternoon. The boys going through some pregame warm-ups. That game will get underway at 6 o'clock here from Hy-Vee Arena coming up. As for the Maryville girls, a 66-43 loss to a very good Crane Valley basketball team. For the Eagles, they come in shooting 44% from the field, about 29% from three-point range, 73% from the free-throw line. The Spoofhounds did a nice job of slowing them down as Crane Valley shot 41% from the field in that opening half of in the ball game. They also shot 29% from three-point range. They were 8 of 8, though, at the free-throw line. The big difference in this one, a lot of offensive rebounds for Crane Valley in that third quarter. Maryville able to cut it to an 8-point deficit. Felt like they had some momentum there, but just too many offensive boards, kind of the game changer there in the end for Crane Valley of pushing this one out of reach for the Spoofhounds in that third quarter. For Crane Valley individually, led by Finley LaForge with 12 points, Grace Slaughter had 13. Slaughter, again, to harp on this, 31 points per game is her average. She had a season-high 40 against Park Hill. She went for just 13 tonight against Maryville. So the Spoofhounds did a very nice job slowing her down. That is a season low. She had 19 twice, was her previous season low. But Maryville bottling up Grace Slaughter in this basketball game. And Aniston Petlin and Riley Bierteller actually played on the same AAU team as Grace Slaughter until their freshman year. Then they end up going off in separate ways. But there's a relationship there. They know each other. And so it was good to see Riley and Aniston come out and slow down Slaughter at least and not let her really get going as we have seen in previous games for Grace Slaughter. Elsewhere for Crane Valley, Ella Kleiman also had 8 points. McKenna Sears had 6. Annabelle Tata had 5. And Megan Knust also had 5. Aspen Reed with 3. Nevaeh Clausen with 1 off the bench. Maryville falls 66-43. We've got our boys basketball game coming up shortly. Well, shortly about 6 o'clock. We're going to step aside for just a little bit. We'll come back around 5:50 and begin our prep and pregame for that boys basketball game. Maryville comes in taking on Crane Valley. The Spoofhounds are 6-1. They have won 4 straight. Crane Valley is 5-1, coming off a win over Blue Springs South. It's Maryville and Crane Valley. Once again, the final score from our girls game, 66-43. We'll be back. Our boys game starts at 6 o'clock. Back here with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or at airforce.com.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. Support also comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsubmaryville. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.